Hello, everybody. My name is Cyclops and Slobble, and today we're going to be talking about schizophrenia. My own diagnosis of schizophrenia has caused me to research it a bit, and I found several theories as to its cause, including neurochemical theory. I'm interested in this particular theory because all antipsychotics work based on its assumptions. Other theories include genetic theories, developmental theories, infectious and immune theories, nutritional theories, endocrine theories, and stress theories. So I'm not a doctor, right? And this is my own interpretation of what's going on inside my head. Please don't take any of this as medical advice. Treatment of severe mental illness, largely it's been a guessing game with the discovery of therapies that seem to work, but with little understanding of exactly how they work. It was discovered in the early 20th century that insulin coma therapy gives a 50-50 chance of people of recovery for people with schizophrenia. That's where the patient is given too much insulin and is actually put into a short-term coma. This is done daily for several weeks until the patient becomes better. This is a standard practice of the medical establishment until the discovery of Thorazine, the first neuroleptic or antipsychotic drug. Schizophrenia today is largely treated with antipsychotics. So how do these antipsychotics work? The two major theories that dominate schizophrenia research from the 1960s on are genetic theories and neurochemical theory. Neurochemical theory is primarily focused on neurotransmitters, which are the chemicals that carry messages between brain cells. Among the neurotransmitters is dopamine, which is the primary focus of antipsychotic drugs. Thorazine was found to block dopamine, which is right awesome. Amphetamine releases dopamine and is found to cause schizophrenic-like symptoms. So, dopamine, and too much of it, is the name of the game. Well, not really. Some of the game. Antipsychotics today are grouped into what's called first-generation and second-generation antipsychotics. Only first-generation antipsychotics deal primarily with dopamine receptors and blocking them. The first-generation antipsychotics we've discovered are Haldol, Prolixin, Nabine, Stilalazine, Trilofan, Loxetane, Mobane, Serenitil, Merlot, and finally, Thorazine. Second-generation antipsychotics deal with dopamine, while most of them, not all of them do, and other neurotransmitters. Glutamate, another neurotransmitter, is an example of this. Much of the interest in glutamate stems from the fact that the street drug PCP causes schizophrenia-like symptoms and also blocks glutamate. Glutamate is used in the brain to synthesize gamma-aminobutyric acid, which is a major inhibitory neurotransmitter. There is considerable evidence that both glutamate and gamma-aminobutyric acid are somehow involved in the causation of schizophrenia. Other neurochemicals are being studied by schizophrenia researchers. A group of considerable interest is in the neuropeptides, which also act as neurotransmitters. Second-generation antipsychotics include a fuck-a-lot of drugs, too many to list. Right now I'm on a couple of them, Abilify, which in high doses is an antipsychotic, and Risperdal. My own personal theory of schizophrenia is that there's a genetic structure of the brain which gives a predisposition towards developing schizophrenia, and it's the neurotransmitters that trigger it. I have no medical evidence to support this, it's just my feeling. Thanks for listening, everyone, and take care.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.